So we departed on a very cold Saturday morning, January 27th, and we arrived to much warmer, although very wet, conditions in Belize. Once through customs, we met Andrew from Oasis Ministry, and he loaded us up in his van and took us on the two-hour trek inland to Unitedville, where we were staying. Once we got there, we met the rest of the wonderful staff at Oasis Ministry, which really looked after us unbelievably well while we were there, and we settled into our cabins. Sunday morning, we worshiped and reconnected with some of our Christian brothers and sisters at St. Hilda's Church. The tiny church was full, yet it still felt comfortable and very welcoming. That afternoon, we took advantage of a momentary break in the rain and took in some local activities. Monday morning, we piled into the van and we headed off to school for an early morning devotional time with the staff there. Beverly described it best when by comparing it to a homecoming. They welcomed us with open arms into their school and into their classroom. We said to them, "We are here to serve. How can we help?" And they very quickly put us to use. Jim scouted the premise for anything we could maybe do that was a little bit more handy, but the rain had other plans for us, and that meant that any work that we could have maybe have done in the week just couldn't happen. But this mission wasn't about building things. It was about building relationships, building these important relationships with the staff and students at St. Hilda's, as well as with the scholarship students and with other potential future contacts. We quickly became ingrained in the classroom life and took under our wings students that needed some extra help with language and math skills for the next 4 days. The educational tools and games, thanks to the generosity of people here in the congregation, came in very handy, and we continued to put them to good use that week, and they'll definitely be used in the future by the students there. The entire school was able to see a presentation about Canada and Belize, as well as a video that our youth group had put together. I wish you could have seen their faces and their smiles and heard them gasp in awe at the pictures of snow. And that was also thanks to a kind-hearted contribution of somebody in the congregation for a projector that was actually going to stay there once we were done using it. Every team member brought a uniquely valuable tool to the group. As a team, we provided music, singing, dancing, budget lessons, life coaching, mentorship, and role models. And this was a big thing at the end. For the males, it was about representing family, marriage, and commitment, as well as making good decisions. Whereas for the females, it was about representing successful and hardworking girls. Both of these things are very uncommon in Belize. Throughout the entire week, Beverly and other team members met and with current and past scholarship students to better understand them and what their dreams are and aspirations for post-high school. On Friday, we were honored to witness the school's cultural day, and students dressed in traditional Mayan and Indian and Belize clothes, as well as had other local groups come in and share about the culture with the students. Through tearful goodbyes, we exchanged kind words and encouraging words between the staff and our group. Some students shared a dance with us, and a small group even had written a song and performed it for us. Saturday, we made our way back to Belize for some team time. And again, like Jeff mentioned, we snuck in a little, two more other hours of sunshine before departing. Sunday morning, we worshiped with members of the St. John's Anglican Church, where we reconnected with old friends, and actually somebody recognized me from being there 13 years ago. And we also shared with Eucharist with new friends. I've been personally blessed to have been part of one of the first groups to go to St. Hilda's from our church here in 2007. I mentioned it in one of the podcasts, but it's worth mentioning again now, is how we are leaving wonderful fingerprints all over the school, on the teachers, and on the students. When I arrived in 2007 at St. Hilda's, the walls were dark, they were sparse of teaching aids, the students would take their chairs outside to sit in this little tiny sliver of shade along the building. And students and teachers shared one poorly functioning bathroom. The school exterior was equally drab of any color and surrounded by dirt and patches of grass. Last week, we saw students learning and playing at picnic benches built by members of our congregation under a shelter from sun and rain. and that shelter came in very handy with the rain. The girls and the teachers now have a fully functioning bathroom of their own, and the boys' bathroom has been upgraded. The classroom walls are now covered with charts and visuals. ABCs, letters, math, all those kinds of posters just cover every square inch. There are books on the shelves now, and there's paper at every children's desk. Each student has their own pencil, and that's something we take for granted in Canada. And it's because of our donations that we have helped make all of these things possible. Because of our continued giving of school materials every year, has meant that other groups have been able to go and focus their efforts on exterior improvements, like putting in a concrete walkway between the two buildings, as well as adding some flower beds to their surroundings. After meeting with some of the scholarship students and their families, I can honestly pass on that the financial aid that we provide for high school since 2007 is not only vastly changing the future of the lives of those students, but also their families. And I cannot praise the staff at St. Hilda's enough. They are a dedicated group that truly care about each and every student there. And before passing it on to Kelly, I want to personally thank you all for the support and prayers and donations. We could not have accomplished what we have done over the last 13 years without us all coming together in this ministry. And what we have accomplished has reached far beyond providing just monetary things to these people in Belize. They have been blessed by us coming there, but we have also been equally blessed in these missions.
Looking back on our week in Belize, I recognize I am changed forever. Our times at St. Hilda has taught me the importance of reaching out to others from a different country and the benefits that come by listening to God when He keeps telling me I need to go on this mission. It was certainly taking me outside my comfort zone, knowing our accommodations would not be like our home, the food would be different, and the poverty that I was going to see. Also, what worried me most was, what would I do there? What talents did I have that could be of any help to any of them? A couple of days in, I found I enjoyed singing a lot with Rebecca and Nathaniel. With the children, we went from classroom to classroom, teaching them new songs with lots of actions that went along with them, taking time to do budget sessions with the teachers, helping children that were having difficulty with reading and spelling, seeing a teenage girl off from the group, going up to talk to her and offer friendship, love, and a lot of times just listening to them. Rebecca and I spent time with the older girls every day for an hour. We did motivational talks. This was very important to the principal, Miss Jane, as in our country, it is a very difficult age. This was not an easy task, having a conversation about loving yourself. But if we reached one or two girls, then it was well worth it. We shared a lot of laughs, smiles, and tears with everyone at St. Hilda's. Through them, I have seen the simplicity and purity of God's love lived out before my eyes. The teachers I had the honor of getting to know showed great dedication, kindness, and love for the children, and even hope despite all the poverty around them. The godly perspective they had in spite of their hardship was just amazing to witness. I seen beauty from Pastor Ron and Linda and their staff at Oasis Ministry, where we stayed, how they displayed God's glory and love even in the most difficult circumstances. It was an honor to see what God is already up to in Belize, and for me to serve alongside, learning from all the people we came in contact with. I want to finish by saying how fortunate I felt to be part of this mission trip. The experience that I had were not just with everyone at St. Hilda's, but with each person that came on this amazing trip with me. The evenings were spent together doing devotions each night, praying and discussing what the day meant to each of us. I experienced intense feeling of compassion, joy, and intimacy with God and with each of my mission teammates, and it has changed me in a way I didn't think was possible.
In closing, I want to thank you for all your prayers, for the miscellaneous costs, and especially for your ongoing financial support towards the Student Scholarship Program. You are, and we are, making a difference.